relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Are you too white? It's a serious question. Why? The Coca-Cola Corporation wants to know. They paid somebody, a political correctness huckster, called Robin DiAngelo, a lot of money to train their employees to be less white. What does that mean? Do you have to do a Ted Danson and get some shoe polish on your face like Governor Northam, the Democrat butcher of Richmond? Is that how you're less white? No. The slides which have been leaked to the media list what it means to be less white. Are you ready? Do you have a pen and pencil and paper ready? These are from her slides. What it means to be less white. You must be less oppressive. You must be less arrogant. Be less certain. I guess being indecisive means you're colored? Really? You must be less defensive. Less arrogant, because only white people are arrogant, I guess. Be more humble. Listen. Believe. In what? Doesn't say. Just believe. Believe that unicorns and wearing three masks are real and work. Break with apathy. Break with white solidarity. Thus, DiAngelo's list clearly implies what? That people who have a certain lack of pigmentation in their skin are by definition oppressive, defensive, arrogant, apathetic. Oh, and certain. That's interesting. How can you be apathetic and certain? Are you certain in your apathy? These people are the racists. They are the antithesis of the Reverend Martin Luther King's message. But they are powerful. And Coca-Cola has surrendered. We're going to examine all of it with the man who has broken the news more than anybody else on how critical race theory has penetrated not only our schools, our high schools, our colleges, but also federal government, including the armed forces. Chris Rufo will be with us for the whole third hour. John Solomon in this hour. But let's take some of your calls. Let's go to San Francisco, line three. Michael, welcome to America First.
Hi, you know, if it wasn't an armed insurrection, what were all those flagpoles and baseball bats and fire extinguishers and sticks and shields that were used to beat people to death with?
Who was beaten to death, by the way, Michael? I'm curious.
Well, at least one police officer was.
Incorrect. Zero. Do you not read the news? Even the New York Times had to retract that story. Brian Sicknick wasn't beaten to death.
Okay,
do you not follow the news? Else? Don't come on this show lying to 3 million people, because I won't let you.
Okay, fine. So let's assume that Brian Sicknick wasn't beaten to death with the fire extinguisher.
Not assume. He wasn't. There were no marks of physical injury to Brian Sicknick.
He had a stroke.
And that excuses the remainder of what's on video.
No, I'm not going to let you lie.
Okay, I lied. That excuses the remainder of what's on video.
Nobody's excusing it. You're coming here to play stupid word games and lie. Do you know what the difference between an armed guard and an unarmed guard is? If you hire security, I have hired security. Do you know, because of people like you, I've had to hire security. Do you know the difference between an armed guard and an unarmed guard?
English is a tricky language.
No, it's not. No, I've been talking it for 50 years. No. Do you know the difference?
Weapons,
no. Do not obfuscate,
bro.
Do not obfuscate. Do you know the difference between an armed guard and an unarmed guard? What's the difference?
Do you know the difference between an armed insurrection and an unarmed
I do, because I've been teaching irregular warfare to the U.S. military for about 20 years. I know it much better than you do, Michael. So, what is the definition of an armed guard? Can you tell me? It's not a nightstick. It's not a flagpole. What is an armed guard? What is an armed guard? I'm going to ask you one last time, and I'm going to drop the line. What is the definition of an armed guard? What are they armed with, Michael?
We're armed guards.
Bye-bye. An armed guard has a firearm. Armed guard. No firearms were used on January the 6th, which does not excuse any of the violence, but words matter, especially when the events of January the 6th are being used against all conservatives. When Jake Tapper uses the phrase MAGA terrorism on CNN, he's targeting 74 million Americans. In the history of humankind, there has never been an unarmed insurrection. You can have civil disobedience, you can have a sit-in, you can go on a strike, but you cannot have an unarmed insurrection. They are lying to your face, and people like Michael are either lying to your face or brainwashed. They're sheep, and we will not let them propagate their lies here on America First. Gina's been waiting a long time in New Jersey. Line one, thank you for your patience, Gina. Welcome.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. How are you?
I'm good. I just can't stand liars.
Yes, I didn't like that call with him. You were very good. You were very, very good.
Thank you. I tried to control myself, but he just kept on lying. What would you like to share with us?
First, I'd just like to say thank you for taking my call, but I'd like to just say that you were right. You were talking about before that the left is trying to cancel everyone. And I've heard you say it. I've heard a lot of other good people just like you say it, that we need solutions to be put in place so that this doesn't continue to happen. And I know that it's a really difficult time with social media and the way cancel culture is today. But I really know that there are ways. For example, I feel that everyone should know the gentler side and the goodness of Donald Trump. In a really big way. I really do. Do you agree?
I don't think it makes a difference at the moment right now because you've got bigger fish to fry. We have to stop these crazies stealing elections. So, yeah, I love stories when you get to know the gentler side, the side of Donald Trump that nobody believes in the mainstream media. But I think that's not a priority right now. That's not going to help us stop them stealing another election.
Okay. Yeah, I've thought that would be a really great solution because words have power. And when you have
They do. But right now, you know, the art of being a strategic actor is to prioritize. And some things are more important than other. You know, human interest stories about how nice an individual Donald Trump is and how compassionate he truly is, because I've seen it with my own eyes, they're great. But they don't change the broader reality of cancel culture and how people are losing their jobs, like Gina Carano, simply because they don't say the right things that the mob wants them to say. But look, all of these things are important. Some are more important than others. Thank you, Gina. Let's go to Dennis in Cleveland, line 4.
Hey, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
I really picked up on your message about conservatives need to learn how to be fighters and not just be nice guys. I'm a super senior in Cleveland. And, you know, I don't watch much TV, and I don't watch garbage TV, but you can't help but see the ads. Are you aware of a new program that's going to start called Temptation Island, where the sole purpose is to take married people, put them on the damn island, and then put people on there that are going to try to tempt them to violate their wedding vows? That's entertainment. Are you aware of that new show coming on?
I am not. I watch very little television, but I tell you what, Dennis, I am not surprised, and I'm surprised that Hollywood didn't make something like this earlier.
So I'm sure there are millions of people like me that say, hey, doesn't morality matter anymore? Doesn't good living matter anymore? Don't we have to teach our children values? And I don't want my grandchildren seeing garbage ads with the word Temptation Island. Oh, what's Temptation Island?
Well, it's not, Dennis, this isn't new. They had a TV show called Lucifer 2 years ago in which the hero of the show is the devil. You know, when you say diabolical, it's not hyperbole. It's actually happening right now. This is an agenda. It's been going for 70 years to undermine everything we love and hold sacred. Black is white, white is black, good is bad, bad is good. George Orwell was right. Read 1984, The Reversal of Meaning. It's not a new TV show, it's their plan. And we have to stop them and stand up and speak the truth.
I'll give you an example. My parents have already gotten their second dose. They're fully vaccinated. Does that mean it's okay for them to spend time with their grandchildren who obviously have not been vaccinated? What's your recommendation?
You know, I'm not going to make a recommendation now except to say that these are things that we really do. I mean, literally every day, Dano. We look at that. We look at the data. We look at what's evolving about how many people are getting vaccinated. And there will be recommendations coming out. I don't want to be making a recommendation now on public TV. We want to sit down with the team, take a look at that. And you will be seeing relaxation of some of the stringencies as more and more people get vaccinated.
Well,
promise you that, but I don't want to really do it right now.
What does that man get paid $413,000 for? The highest paid bureaucrat in America, $413,000, Dr. Anthony Fauci. If you can't see your grandchildren after you get vaccinated, what's the point of the vaccine? Good friend of mine texted me yesterday. Her stepmother have been vaccinated. She said, can I come and see you? And they said to her, have you had your vaccine? She said, I don't want to. I'm young. I'm not going to take one. Then you can't come see us. What is going on in America? Let's talk to our good friend. He is a font of sanity in this crazy, crazy COVID world. He is the creator, the editor-in-chief, the founder of justthenews.com, who we are so delighted to have on the show. Follow him right now at J. Solomon Reports. John Solomon, welcome back to America First.
Yeah, good to be with you, Sam.
Have you ever seen, we're going to talk about the stuff you've been breaking, Just the News, but I have to play that cut from Fauci. Have you ever seen this kind of lack of just common sense and logic? You are vaccinated, therefore that should mean something. What's happened in America to common sense, John?
Well, listen, when it comes to Dr. Fauci, I've done 20 years of investigative reporting on him. And back in the early 2000s, when he was working for the Bush administration, he enlisted through a project a bunch of foster children in New York and tested AIDS drugs on them, even though they didn't have a parent. And then the common sense thing that was supposed to happen was each child, each foster child being subjected to AIDS drugs were supposed to have a patient advocate to protect them. And he didn't provide those either. And then he danced around, just like you saw on television a few seconds ago, he danced around the same way. He talks in circles. He's actually not been a very effective leader when you go over 30 years of his career. A lot of scandal, a lot of controversy, and somehow in the permanent bureaucracy, he continues to thrive and get paid large sums of money, and no one holds him to account. But what I saw on there, that television clip, is exactly what I've seen for 20 years as I've investigated his work time and time again.
Doesn't it seem to you, you've been following these issues so closely, investigating them for so long, I saw it, you know, for that short span of time I was in the White House. In this city, there seems to be a kind of reward for incompetence and mediocrity. Mediocrity seems to be rewarded in bureaucracy, John. Have you seen that?
Absolutely. If you talk a good game, it doesn't matter if you're not a good performer. And I think that's what the bureaucracy has allowed to bubble up. It's the same thing we saw in the FBI. All the places where we've had scandals in the last 5 years, take a look at who rose to the top and then look at their record. I remember when Chris Krebs, everyone was looking at him, the cybersecurity guy, and saying, he's the guy, and he got fired by Trump. Trump's a bad guy. And then you find out his agency was a mess. And, you know, it's what the government does. It's why our founding fathers so distrusted a large-sized government. They worried about this very day in American history where we have this bloated government now.
Yeah, it's not an accident that the Founding Fathers truly, I mean, if you go back and you read the original documentation, the debates, they wanted this putrid city to be as much of an irrelevance as possible in the daily lives of Americans. Not,
so true.
Not anymore. Follow this man right now. Jay Solomon Reports. Bookmark his page, justthenews.com. Truly, truly your most reliable source. Forget legacy media. Go to the 14 sites we trust, including justthenews.com. Okay, let's talk about you said that there are people who talk the good game. What's happening, the latest breaking news with one of Biden's nominees who maybe hasn't been talking as good a game as they should have been?
Well, back in the fall, she was Congresswoman Deb Haaland was one of the people that was calling for Donald Trump to release his taxes, be more transparent. Well, it turns out as she was preparing to become the Interior Secretary nominee for Joe Biden, she made a little quiet change. She went back and changed her reports that she had filed for her ethics reports for Congress. This is something that all Americans are supposed to have so we can make sure a congresswoman, a congressman doesn't have conflicts of interest, doesn't have interests that we don't know about. And she disclosed that she had failed to disclose a third of her income back in 2019 when she first joined Congress. A third of it. I mean, not a little bit, a third of it. She only made $46,000 in 2018 as she was running for Congress. $16,000 of that came from a tribal casino, and she failed to disclose that. And only as part of her effort to get vetted for the Interior Secretary does she amend that very quietly, and nobody in the news media noticed it. But tomorrow she has her vetting hearing. Her nomination hearing before the Senate Energy Committee. I would expect Republicans to ask a lot of questions about her experience. Why did you get this form wrong? Why did you wait until January of 2020 to fix it? I think there'll be a pretty tough day for her on the witness stand tomorrow.
Any expectations that there will be ramifications for her not disclosing a third of her income, John?
Well, listen, one of the questions is why? You know, it's a tribal casino. Was she afraid that would get out public? Was it? We don't know the answer. She's not been speaking about it since we confronted her about it. So we don't know yet. But I think this fits into a larger narrative that Republican senators tomorrow are going to say. This is a woman that's really never held management positions. And now we're going to give her one of the largest public lands agencies, the Interior Department, with thousands of employees. And so the inexperience factor, though, I think you'll hear tomorrow people say she's so inexperienced she can't even fill out her financial disclosure form correctly and get a third of her income right. What happens to the billions that we're going to trust her at Interior Department? That's what I'm hearing behind the scenes that senators may question tomorrow.
Are you surprised by the way the votes have been going so far, almost overwhelming support from GOP senators? If you look at the Secretary of Defense, who talked about enemies within the ranks of the U.S. military, it's not exactly what we saw with Trump nominees in the last 4 years, is it, John?
No, there was a lot more vetting because Democrats are more assertive. The truth of the matter is Republicans don't dig in deep on these vetting hearings. They don't make moments. They don't prepare for these hearings. And they generally agree to the idea that a president gets to have who he wants around him, which, you know, I think probably is what the Founding Fathers intended, except when there are real issues like experience, Deb Haaland experience, inability to fill out her form correctly. That's an important thing. Someone who thinks that the troops are America's enemy, maybe someone should have drawn that out a little bit more. I have found the Republican senators, both when they were in power the last few years, weak at oversight, and since they're in the minority, even weaker in vetting Joe Biden's nominations. It's a real problem for the Republican Party. Democrats can make a mountain out of nothing, and Republicans can't even acknowledge when there's a mountain in their midst.
But it's okay. It's okay. Mayor Buttigieg is Secretary of Transport because he likes riding on trains. Not a joke, guys. That is what he said. His qualifications are because he likes Amtrak. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First and the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Back with Justin News' John Solomon after these messages. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Fortunately, when you look at the bill that Pelosi's bringing this week, less than 10% of the money in this massive $1.9 trillion bill is for health-related items. I thought this was supposed to be about recovering from COVID. Start with the biggest item, $350 billion to bail out failed states. Look, California just announced a surplus of $10 billion, and they're going to get probably tens more billion from this bill.
Whip Steve Scalise, a good friend of the show, telling it like it is. $1.9 trillion COVID relief package drafted by Nancy Pelosi. 10% is actually about health care, and $300 billion is to bail out states that are in trouble. One state that usually is fine but had a tough week is, of course, Texas. It's a media story. Gotta ask our good friend from JustTheNews.com, John Solomon, your reaction to the way that Senator Cruz was treated, I don't know, in comparison to Chris Cuomo?
Yeah, well,
Andrew Cuomo?
Andrew Cuomo has, for the most of the last year, gotten a free ride. And Ted Cruz obviously made a mistake. He knows he did from an optics perspective. Right? There's nothing unethical or illegal about what he did. But, you know, from an optics perspective, he made a PR mistake. He admitted to it. He came home. He was out working in the field, serving water and doing things like that. Andrew Cuomo sent thousands of people to their deaths in nursing homes. And the media coverage is muted there and amplified on Ted Cruz. Perspective, facts should matter, except in the current media environment where in the mainstream media, perspective is almost always distorted now. It's crazy.
It's narrative over the facts. Follow this man right now, Jay Solomon reports. One of the great things about having a man as a regular guest who has his own news agencies, he can tell us what's coming next. Talk to us about a couple of the stories. We're going to return to this mysterious individual, Stefan Halper. What is Just the News working on right now this week?
So thanks to President Trump's declassification order on his last day in office, we've been able to obtain the confidential informant handling reports for Stefan Halper. He was a longtime informant for the FBI going back to 2010. He was terminated once because he had been difficult to work with, brought back on. And then he's the man who runs up against Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, many others in the summer fall and of 2016 and the winter of 2017. And when people see these documents, which we're going to make public in the next 48 hours, you're going to see that the idea that James Comey has always said there was no spying. My goodness, when you see what the FBI was instructing Stephon Halper to do, it is spying by definition. They gave him a false cover story. Pretend you're interested in a job at the Trump campaign. Don't take a job. Pretend you're interested. Then target this person. Record that person. Ask this person that question. See how this person reacts. They were asking him to spy on the much larger Trump campaign, not just Carter Page, not just George Papadopoulos. He had a wide portfolio of people that they were looking at him to penetrate. And the entire FBI narrative, there was no spying, will be laughable when these documents come out. But more importantly, you will get the sense that they really were interested in the entire Trump campaign. This was not a narrow sweep through the Trump campaign as the FBI and its defenders have often tried to portray it. They were looking all across the FBI, and Stephon Halper was kind of the radar, looking for where he could go, who he could bump into, who he could get a secret from. And I think it'll be a fun read. People will learn a lot about how the FBI operated and just how intensive the intrusions were on the Trump campaign and its privacy.
So it wasn't a concrete issue. It was a fishing trip, and they were spying on the Trump campaign. What else?
Great choice of words.
What else can you give us a sneak peek of for this week from Just the News?
Well, I think one of the most important things is we heard Russia, Russia, Russia for 5 years under the Democrats, going back to 16 all the way to 2021. Right now, Joe Biden's energy policies, his environmental policies, pulling back on energy shutting down the pipeline, doing things like that. The number one victor is Vladimir Putin. Why? His economy was crumbled by low energy prices that Donald Trump brought to the market. Now energy prices are up over $60 a barrel. First time, I think, in 3 years that that's been the case. And his economy is getting propped up thanks to Joe Biden.
So Russia, Russia, Russia for 4 years. And now XL, Keystone Pipeline, and the rest is going to make the Kremlin stronger than they were for the 4 years of the Trump administration, because we had some very, very tough, the toughest policies in terms of kicking out spies, sanctions, than anybody since the Reagan administration. We've been talking to John Solomon, the creator, the founder of justthenews.com. Bookmark them right now and follow him on Twitter, JSolomonReports. Can't wait to see those stories. Thank you, John. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back to your calls, but please don't call us on a regular cell phone. We're one of the big cell phone companies because they're part of cancel culture. You know, the big cell phone companies, they're not on your side. At the end of the month, they make donations to things like Planned Parenthood, even Democrat candidates and anti-Second Amendment organizations. Go with the good guys. The only Christian conservative cell phone company in the United States, Patriot Mobile. At the end of the month, they contribute to conservative causes, the sanctity of life, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. They're on your side. Don't let your cell phone company use your money against you. And right now, you'll get the biggest discounts if you use my name, especially if you're a veteran or first responder. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. You can keep your number. The U.S.-based team is rated number one in customer service in the United States. They'll transfer your number. It's super easy, and you will be on their dependable nationwide 4G LTE network. Do it today. Join the good guys. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. PatriotMobile.com, promo code GORKA. That's PatriotMobile.com/GORKA.
Remember when men were men and the Democrats weren't lunatics? It's time to make America great again with our nation's most beloved legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Well, of course, after the art of the deal comes the art of the comeback, and I believe that the future of the GOP is another candidacy for President Trump in 2024. I'm here in South Florida. I spent a couple hours with the 45th president yesterday, and he has a focus and a fighting spirit that is totally in line with the level of dedication and patriotism he had while he served as president of the United States, and he was talking absolutely like a candidate.
Well, that was Matt Gaetz on the Steve Hilton show yesterday. It is Donald Trump's party. What have we been saying here? It's the only measure that matters. Conservatism has changed. I know populism is a dirty word on the left. It's used as a pejorative. But in 2016, we saw politics change. First, it was the UK with Brexit. Then various other nations around the world, as disparate as Australia, India, and Austria. But it came here, and a man who'd never run for public office before decided to, and he ran for the highest office in the land. And what was his message? Had nothing to do with the existing tropes of conservative politics. It was about America being great once more, a recognition that both sides of the political aisle had failed the American people, irrespective of their skin color, what they did for a living, where they came from, whether they had an accent, whether they were part of some specific class, or whether they could be divided into the categories the left loves to divide us into. No, simply, had they been forgotten? Had their interests, their goals, their wishes been trampled upon? Had their jobs been exported to China? Had those that they had elected into office promised them one thing and then given them another, or delivered absolutely nothing at all? It's a simple message. It has nothing to do really with party politics in the slightest. It's about the re-establishment of representative politics. The original concept of the Republic. Because it's quite remarkable what we have achieved. I was doing a little of a history research on the weekend. And what we've established in Western civilization is truly remarkable. Whether it begins in modest terms with the Magna Carta and the circumscription of a monarch's rights, or whether it's the Revolutionary War itself, it's based on one simple idea. Those who decide the direction, the fate of the nation, only do so with our consent. That they must represent us truly in what we want. There must be an organic and rescindable connection. If we empower them by giving them a measure of our sovereignty, if they fail to be faithful to our vision, our objectives, then they no longer represent us, and we can recall them or we can replace them peacefully or otherwise if they decide that the power is more important than the promise that they are meant to keep to us. Donald Trump understood that at a visceral level, at a level of intuition. He is the most intuitive individual I have ever met in terms of understanding somebody else and just understanding what is right, what needs to be done, what is broken, or what has to be fixed.
What do we have on the other side? We have an elite that lives solely for power, corruption, and grift to make themselves richer and to stay in power, irrespective of the cost for those that put them there. Allied to that crusty old elite is a new, dangerous, dangerous political actor. The AOCs of the world. The Rashida Tlaibs, the Ilhan Omars, who are powered, who are driven not simply because they want power, but because they are resentful of the other, as they would put it. They are resentful of those who believe in America, who believe that this is a better nation, the best nation possible. Resentful of those who have achieved through their own hard work, the sweat of their brow, success that they haven't. And they wish to take that away and be the ones to decide who profits from the work, from the dedication of others. We're not fueled by resentment, but they are. And that's why we're here, to stop them, to support political actors like Donald Trump. In the future, I don't care who you are, where you come from, the future of conservative politics lies in understanding why he won, what he did, what he represents, and how it is possible if we have courage. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Shouldn't that be your story? Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. It worked for me. It's working for tens of thousands of Americans like Alicia. I think it's time to find out if it could work for you. You deserve to know. 800-500-8384. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Why can't we have TV like Sky News in Australia? Did you see this video? It's viral. They have a host there called Corey Bernardi, who's just telling it like it is about the 46th president of the United States. You got to see it. Cut nine, play cut.
It's clear to me, at the least, that U.S. President Joe Biden is struggling with dementia and is clearly not up to the task he's been sworn in to do. This was apparent to many during the election campaign, but such was the hatred for Donald Trump by the partisan and poisonous mainstream media, they chose not to highlight anything that actually may have derailed a Biden victory. Even now, after he's been sworn in, many of them are still refusing to speak the truth about Biden's lack of capacity. It was quite telling that while President Biden was playing Mario Kart and napping all of last weekend, apparently he had no official duties, his ambitious deputy Kamala Harris was telephoning foreign leaders. That's a novelty for a vice president. And this week, he emerged to participate in a sanitized town hall, being interviewed by the Bidenista, Anderson Cooper of CNN. Biden promptly gave away his teleprompter, and the result was nothing short of a disaster. Biden started off by excusing the genocide against the Uyghur people by the Chinese Communist Party. He dismissed it as just Chinese cultural norms. And then he made what many interpret as racist comments about television commercials. Did you ever believe 5 years ago every second or third ad out of five should turn out to be biracial couples? He said. Like, who cares about that? Who counts that? And why bring it up? But then he went on to suggest that blacks, Hispanics, and people who live in the country aren't really smart enough to get online.
I'd like to see that kind of reporting here in America. Wouldn't that be great? That was, what, a minute 40, and he's told the truth about the dementia, the cognitively compromised Biden, the fact that he's taking naps at the weekend while Kamala Harris is doing the work, and that he's a racist, and commenting about the sex proclivities of advertisements and who they show in one town hall. But I love this phrase, the Bidenista, Anderson Cooper. I want to meet that guy, Corey Bernardi. All right, we had a guy who spoke the truth for decades. His name was Rush Limbaugh. And here's why we do what we do here on America First, so aptly summarized by El Rushbo. Let's listen to Rush Limbaugh, Cut 8.
Rush, you always told us, when there's going to be time to panic. Well, is it time to panic? Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic. Because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America. I'm not. I don't think most of you are either. America is worth it. America is worth fighting for. America is worth not giving up.